Exactly. So, with the constant change and just not knowing what's going to happen next, how much has it helped to see your AD Tom Hamel just keep fighting to add games to the schedule and just keep trying to make something happen for you guys?
I think, Tom's doing the best he can, and for us, he's always just open with us and just kind of telling us where he's at. And just lately he's been helping the leadership stay in the loop with of just, like the games with Troy and also with Navy, and just helping keep us, always on alert and ready to go. But I think just being here around all the boys, and we just rally around each other and just trust that, he's going to do his job, and I think he's doing the best he can.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, Zach, good to see you.
How you doing?
Doing all right. You?
Good, doing good.
Good. Hey, just wanted to ask about the defense. Kalani's kind of talked up the offense the last little bit. Sounds like the offense has been having some success. So, what's the defensive mindset right now as you guys are working?
I think the defense is, looking really good. The scrimmage we had today, we had some of the younger D linemen and some of the younger guys coming in. And I think, there's a lot of players who can play now, and there's going to be a bright future for BYU. We had some awesome defense linemen today, Tyler Batty and Gabe Summers making some big plays. And also some of the younger secondary, like Hammond, Hanneman and others having interceptions and just big plays all around the team. So I'm excited for the defense, and I think we're ready just for whoever will play us, and we'll give them our best shot.
Zach, I'm curious. You mentioned some of those defensive ends along with yourself, with Summers and Batty. What are you guys going to do as a defensive line to create more pressure this year and maybe increase that sack total from a year ago?
Last year it's always a little bit different as far as schemes and what we're trying to do as D linemen. But as far as the spring and this fall, we've really put an emphasis on just targeting our hands and just setting up the offense linemen, getting them to move their feet just so that we're in a better position. And so Coach Tuiaki is doing a great job just kind of showing us what we need to do, how to kind of set up a better chess match, and just how to use our strengths so that we can get a better pass rush instead of trying things that we see on TV or that this guy does and this guy does, but to play towards our strengths and really capitalize on what we have in our tool belt.
Hey,
Zach, Jared kind of asked the question I had about the defense being maybe behind the offense a little bit, but where, compared to where you've been in past camps after 2 weeks, where is the defense right now?
Oh, I think it's probably one of the best fall camps I've been a part of, as part of just, everyone's pretty physical. Everyone's willing to step up to the plate. And so defensively, I think there's a lot of guys who want to get in and who are hungry to make the play. Just in the scrimmage, we have guys flying around, and I'm leaning over. Someone makes a tackle. I'm like, who is that guy? Like, I have like new freshmen coming and making plays that I've never even seen before. And I'm like, holy cow, we got guys stepping up. So I think there's a good competitive flow going through the defense right now, and we're deep as far as just how many players we have, and I think we're healthy and we're ready to go. So
Okay, we'll take questions from Matt and then Jared.
how has the pandemic for you, Zach, changed your kind of perspective or outlook on fall camp and this senior season?
Being a senior, it's very different, because usually we're going into fall camp, we have a full schedule, and we know who exactly we're playing. This year, I think, we just have to be reactive, and whatever opportunity we're given, just attack 100%, because everyone around the country is uncertain of what's going to happen, and some of those seniors don't get the opportunity to play this fall. So, me being a senior and other seniors on the team, we're just grateful to be part of this program who's willing to try and do everything that they can. And we have, Tom Homo and Coach Kalani Sitake doing everything they can so we can have a season. So like I'm wearing a mask. We do everything that we can so we can play this season.
Okay, Jared?
Zach, can you talk about the benefits of being in this kind of football bubble? It's not a bubble like the, you know, like the NBA is doing particularly, but you guys spend a lot of time together there at the facilities. And, you know, other players have said that they're so tired afterwards that they're not going out and doing other things because they just need to recuperate for the next day. Talk about the benefits of that, of having your own bubble to kind of be in with BYU football right now.
I think it's a great opportunity for us just to stay focused. You know, there's a lot of distractions once you leave, you know, the bubble, you might say. And so as guys are coming here, you know, you see guys putting in more time, getting in the rehab, watching film, getting extra workouts in, and just having more opportunities to be successful on the field, and then just getting away from the things that might be distracting off the field, which I think a lot of guys here are doing the right things anyways. So.
Okay, Mitch, do you have another question?
Yeah, I do. Zach, so I'm curious, from your vantage point, what has made the offense a little bit more challenging to stop this year than maybe compared to years gone by?
Just for my personal perspective as being a D lineman, I'll have to give a lot of credit to the offensive line. All the way across, they're thick, they're strong, and if you've never seen them in person, they are monsters. They're modern-day Goliaths, and they're all strong, they're all fit, and as far as years past, we have a lot of veterans all the way across, and they know what they're doing, and they work in unison with Coach Mateos. And I think the strength of, you know, our offense, we have a lot of good skill players, but the offense line, I don't think we've had as good of an offense line for the last couple of years as we do this year.
Okay,